Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally here solo without Dave Popowich. He's out east checking out a concert with Elton John. And while he's doing that, we get to talk about some serious and fun stuff here, at least fun for me. We are having a great show today. We've got one of the best U.S. money managers in Canada. He'll be on the show later on today. And then we also have joining us a chief investment strategist talking about what's going on with Canada. Are we going to go in a recession? We just had this election, and we just got the budget here in Alberta. How's that going to impact everything that's going on? And do we think maybe even a stock market crash could be coming? So we're going to have those kind of conversations today. I want to first bring out our guest. He's Miles Iblock, Chief Investment Strategist with Dynamic Funds. Miles, thank you for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
So we have a whole bunch of things happening the last couple of weeks. We've still had the U.S.-China trade war issue. We now know who's in power as a prime minister with a minority government. We just got the budget from Alberta. So Albertans are feeling maybe a little bit disenfranchised in this country. And so the concerns come out are, you know, things like recession, stock market crashes, those types of things, housing market, all those different issues that come out when you're feeling a little bit insecure of how things are going to be in the future. So I wanted to take your time. You do a lot of research. You've got some great information. I read all your stuff. And I think, you know, the way that you position things in the world, I think more and more of our listeners need to kind of hear that. So let's start off with what you think. What was your expectation so far of the Canadian economy, and where maybe you got surprised on how things have been going so far this year?
Yeah, well, you know, the Canadian economy has... Well, we're still growing, and but if you look underneath the hood, there are some vulnerabilities there. I mean, if you look at domestic demand, so the non-trade sector of Canada, has been fairly soft, and largely because there really hasn't been a lot of investment spending in this country, and you've had basically over the last 10 years, you really haven't had any investment spending, and you know there could be a lot of reasons for that. But the point is that businesses really don't want to expand all that much at this juncture in Canada. And now you have, you know, the more recent data shows that you have consumer spending has also softened. So if it hasn't been, you know, if it wasn't for our export market, which still that's what's surprising, actually, our export market has been holding up despite the global slowdown. If it hadn't been for the strength in our exports, this economy might already be contracting. In fact, I think it's been three of the last four quarters where the domestic side of this economy has been shrinking.
So what was it about the export side that surprised you, and what kind of exports are you referring to?
Well, exports are broadly based. So if you look at the trade sector in Canada, you know, exports have been growing at a very rapid pace over the last couple quarters, and again, that's surprising to me because the global trade sector is basically on its heels right now, given the trade war and the supply chain disruptions that are happening all around the world. So, you know, are we really an island? That's the question I have. I'm not entirely sure about that. So if you have this ongoing concern about trade and you have the frictions from the trade war that are reverberating outward, you know, can the Canadian export sector continue to keep up pace like it has? And that what that opens a door to is the fact that if you lose the export sector when, you know, our domestic side is already fairly weak, then you could end up with some economic challenges. And, you know, this maybe is something that the Bank of Canada is already starting to think about.
Let's kind of look at from an equity and fixed income perspective, year to date kind of thing. What were you expecting, and what surprised you?
Well, you know, if you look at a calendar year, the TSX is up something like 17%. That alone is very surprising. It's very comparable to what we've seen in the U.S., which is the S&P is up about, in Canadian dollar terms, it's up about a similar amount, 17%. So these are incredibly strong calendar year returns. And part of that, I think, is related to the fact that the year started off at a very depressed reading. If you know, if just to remind the listeners that the fourth quarter of last year, of 2018, was very tough. There was a big sell-off going into basically Christmas, and then all of a sudden things turned around on a dime, and it just so happened to be the flip-over of the calendar quarter just when things turned. So that has flattered, I think, the returns this year. But that's somewhat surprising, where you have, earnings are very sluggish, both at home and abroad globally. Corporate earnings are very sluggish, and that's the result of a sluggish global economy, and yet you've had these very, very strong equity returns this year. So I think that is somewhat surprising. You've also had very strong bond returns in North America and Canada, and that is not as surprising to me, because you have a sluggish environment, and so bonds tend to do a little better in that kind of world. So, you know, I guess the big surprise for me this year is not that equities per se are up, but the amount that they're up. And again, there's a few factors that I've just pointed to that have contributed to the big returns we've seen in both Canada and the U.S. in the equity markets, the low base starting point, et cetera. But it's been a great year for investors so far.
Yeah. And when we talk about the other side of things, where it might be a headwind going forward, would you think the way that the political landscape in Canada and even globally, we're starting to see geopolitical issues, we're starting to see political issues between countries, and now we're starting to see potentially a political issue internally here in Canada. Do you see that as a headwind or an opportunity, considering what's happened, the markets being so good?
Well, when it comes to the Canadian politics, I think that, you know, with the minority government, this is what, number 14 for Canada in its history. Mm-hmm. What I think that does is that really ties the government's hands in terms of getting much done. So it'll be up to the private sector. And when you leave things up to the private sector, often a lot gets done. So I think it's definitely not a headwind in Canada to have a minority government, in my opinion. For those who, are thinking about how long this current prime minister has, I don't know the answer to that. But what I can say is that typically minority governments have lasted on average about a year and a half. So we could be in for another election come a year and a half. But when you talk more globally, there's no question that there are more, question marks around current arrangements, whether it's, Brexit and the European Union, trade relationships between countries, whether it's the U.S. and Europe, the U.S. and China, the U.S. and Japan. You know, a lot of things are changing, and I'm not sure if this is something to be entirely worried about. I think what it really reflects is that people are, probably not as happy with the old arrangements. They don't maybe know what they want, but they definitely know they don't want what they have. So we're seeing this go on, this changing political landscape go on around the world. And ultimately, I think it will bear fruit. But, the adjustments tend to be somewhat stressful at times.
Yeah, so this is the kind of stress that's going to come out in the next segment. After the commercial break, we're going to talk to Miles about opportunities. What is his outlook for the next 12 months? What about a recession? Are we going to have a stock market crash because of that potential recession? We're going to talk all about that after the break. Now, for those of you who are transitioning to or living in retirement, those of you who are looking at ways to profit and protect in these types of markets, we're hosting our seminar on Tuesday, November 19th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can go online at morethanmoneyradio.com. Now, don't go away. After the break, we're going to bring back Miles. We're going to talk about a recession potentially coming here. And what about a stock market crash? You listen to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.